sharing my file.
Hello.
Hi, Stacy. It's Julian.
Hi, Julian.
Hey, I just sent you the email. Did you get it?
I'm looking at it right now. Okay, this is... Okay, this is the... There's nothing... You didn't fill it out?
Yeah, it's already filled out. I think there's a couple things that you might need to fill in. Like, let's see. Your date of birth. For some reason, that didn't get on there. And then...
This one is completely empty. There's nothing on this one.
Really? Let me double check. Hold on. I'm sorry. Let me double check. Ah, I'm so sorry. I sent you the blank one again. I have it right here. Let me just... I'm sending it to you right now. Okay, hold on.
I sent the... I put a copy of it and sent the other one back that I filled out because I couldn't... There's nowhere to send it after I've done it. So I filled it out and sent it back to you. Emailed it back to you.
Okay, hold on. Stacy made that.
Nice. And they haven't tried to come back and change terms or anything on you. Okay, good.
Okay, tell me if you got this one.
Because his SBA loan basically got taken back in a way. We basically took back everything, all the terms and everything.
Yeah, no, actually, I did send the right one, but I sent it again, so.
Okay, let me look at it now.
Yeah, tell me if you got it. So you should have, like, 3 emails from me now, right?
Okay,
yeah, the last 2 emails should have the correct application that I pre-filled out for you.
No, this one is still. Y'all stuff is. Hold on. Okay. 12:45. It's still coming up 1 page.
Yeah, no, it is just 1 page.
But there's still nothing on this.
So, did you get the latest email from me?
Yeah, I got 3 emails.
Yeah, the latest one, if you pull it up, yeah. it should be filled out. It's not filled out by hand. It's filled out on the computer. So,
yeah. But it's still... Let me look on my phone. Okay, here. 410 is the last one. View details.
Do you see it?
Okay, here it comes. Okay, yeah.
Cool.
Well, I need to fill out. What do you need me to fill out on here?
Actually, just your signature and a date. Everything else is fine. And then Chester. Signature and that's it, and social for Chester. So yeah, so use signing date and then Chester's signature and Chester's social.
Okay. I'm signing it. Why do you want me to send this back to you? Because how do I, you know what I'm saying? Because it's not letting me send it back to you.
I need a signature on this one, that's all. Can you print it and then sign it and then like fax it or you can scan it and email it or whatever. I'm trying to make this as easy as possible for you. I know it's a little bit of a pain.
I got a new printer and it's not hooked up to my let me get this off of here.
Can you
it's not
actually,
hooked up.
Do you have a smartphone? like an iPhone or something, you can just snap a picture of it and then I message it to my email.
Okay, let me get this. Let me find it.
Yeah, just make sure the picture quality is like as good as possible. Make sure it's clear and everything.
Okay, where does Chesney to find this at?
So at the bottom, it says, it's the fourth line from the bottom. It says second owner name and percentage of ownership. And then it says Chester Mack.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just have them sign right next to that with a social.
Okay. Okay, I don't see that page is not coming up. The second page, that's why I was having a problem with before. Oh, where it says put his name, where it says second owner name and of ownership, Chester, my 50%. I'm gonna sign right there. I can't. It won't let me sign right there.
Like with a pen?
No, I can't sign right there. On the. Okay, hold on.
I know there's no line that says signature for Chester, but he can just sign right by his name. You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay. Okay, you said you need a social?
Yes.
And where you want to put that up? On these other lines?
Just anywhere you can fit it right by his name and the signature.
Okay, and you only just take a picture of this and send it back to you?
Yeah, I mean, if you can scan it, that'd be best, but if it's not, if you can't get that, your printer or whatever working, it's...
No, I can't. Yeah,
no worries.
It's not hooked up. We haven't hooked it up yet because we got a new printer and I haven't hooked it up yet, so...
Yeah, just snap a screenshot with your phone. Just make sure it's, like, looks like it's clear as possible. And, like, when you send it, I think it'll ask you, like, if you want to do small, medium, or high quality. Try to do high quality if it'll let you. And then you can actually just iMessage it. Like, instead of text messaging it... Just put my email in there instead of the phone number.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
You know how it works. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not good. Yeah.
You got an iPhone.
Yeah. I have an iPhone, but I have a smartphone. I have a. I have a Note 5, so smartphone.
Oh, okay. You got an iPhone and a Note 5?
No, I just have a. I don't have an iPhone. No.
Ah, gotcha.
I'm putting social. Right below his name.
That's fine, yeah.
Do I need to take a picture of the whole application or just...
Yeah, the whole application. The whole application.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to make two copies then.
It won't fit in one picture?
Yeah. Nope. Hold on.
It's got to be in one picture, otherwise it won't work. If you can't do it in one picture, it's going to have to be like a fax or email or something, unfortunately. I wish there was more I can do. I'm going to get pushback from my underwriters and they're not going to accept it. I don't know if you realize, but there's a lot of regulations and stuff. Everything has to be like perfect, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know.
In this industry, yeah, you know how it is.
Yeah.
If it were up to me, it'd be like, no, don't worry about it, but there's like regulations and rules.
I'm about to do it right now. Let me
okay.
Justify your name. You found this name. Okay.
It's not there. I
I should have done this on my phone. It won't go smaller. Shit. I'm gonna try to do this on my phone. In the back.